Hello and welcome. My name's Helen Melvin. I'm a Thermomix consultant in Gilgandra in New South Wales. And my Thermomix name is Thermagella. And I have just recorded this whole podcast and forgot to hit record. It's like, oh, bloody hell, I have to do it all again. Anyway, so you're going to get it all again. Today we're dedicating this podcast to my mum, Joan Quick. And I just wanted to honour her memory. She passed away one year ago tomorrow. Aged 85. She was an incredible, incredible woman. Just, I'm one of five kids in 6 years, and with her and my dad, and very good Catholic family, obviously. And she was super, super incredible as a mum. She would make biscuits and things. When I was recording this last time, I was saying how she would take us all shopping in the Falcon wagon, and she'd go down to, we lived in Albury, and she would go down the street to the supermarket and buy the butter and flour and things that you needed in those days. And it's coming around again with the price of things in the supermarket. It's cheaper to make stuff than it is to actually buy it. In those days, it was much cheaper to make biscuits, make cakes. She didn't really make her own bread. But biscuits and cakes she definitely did in dinner every night, because it was cheaper to do that than to buy the biscuits. Plus, there weren't all those biscuits available, and there was no money. You know, people complain now they've got no money. I mean, these guys had no money. There was no Centrelink, there was no government money. You just got what your husband earned. If he earned nothing, you had nothing. I remember brushing our teeth with salt because we'd run out of toothpaste, and there was no money to go buy any more toothpaste. So those guys did it hard, but bloody hell, they did a good job. Mum saved up at one stage. We lived in Desmond Street at the bottom of Quicks Hill, which was my grandparents' place, hill. They owned that whole hill. And she saved up and bought a Rotary clothesline. And on that Rotary clothesline, my cousins lived in the street behind us, and there were six of them, and they came around, and we all thought we'd swing on the clothesline as you did in the 70s. And she wasn't happy. Can't say they really blame her. She saved up all that money and we wrecked it. I'm sure Dad and his brother John would have fixed it, though. They were pretty clever people. Dad was a panel beater and a mechanic, so very, very clever. So, and his brother was that and a spray painter, so very talented people. And she'd make biscuits and things and they'd be gone in 5 seconds. And the lady down the road, Mrs. Duffield, she would make them for her house, but her kids didn't like them, so they'd come down to the Quicks and we'd consume them. Some stages there was 11 kids there in the school holidays that Mum was looking after. So it's no wonder biscuits didn't last long. Imagine that. You get one each, you'd still be starving. Oh, anyway, outside playing under the hose and doing whatever we were doing. Mum was always really supportive of all of us kids and everything that we did, like whatever business venture we're into, or if we were having a Lorraine Lee party or a, you know, Enyo party, she'd always buy something and always supported us. She was amazing like that. Just a very, very incredible human being, very strong and had your back. She was like a lioness, don't you worry. If you did the wrong thing, you'd know, but man, you knew that she had your back. If Joan Quick's in your corner, you're right to go. I remember her saying to me once, I was working with the council, and this man who worked for the council said to me, "You're lucky, Helen, I don't slam my hand down and demand you do what I say." And I looked at him and thought, oh, mate, you shouldn't have done that. So I told Mum, and Mum goes, all I can say is go get him else. So I was like, God, two ex-husbands, three sisters, and went to all-girls school. The guy had no chance. It wasn't really as bad as that, except it was. But, yeah, she just said, no, don't take that crap. Just not going to do that. So she was very good, and you always felt a little bit more confident when she'd have you back like that. And, of course, she would have bought a Thermomix from me because she didn't have a choice because I sold Thermomixes, so she had to buy one. She did have a TM5 that she bought off Alex when Alex, my daughter, so her granddaughter, when she bought her six. And so she had a TM5 for a while, and then a girlfriend of mine was raising money for asthma in Victoria, and or Asthma Australia, actually. And mum bought a ticket, of course, and she won the raffle. So I ring her up and go, hey, mum, she goes, yeah, Hels. I said, you know that raffle of the Thermomix for Nat? She goes, yeah. I said, you won it. And she goes, oh, I did not. I said, no, you did. She goes, oh, really? I went, yeah. Did you rig that, Helen? Like, no, I didn't bloody rig it. You actually won it. So she was, oh, my God, that's so exciting. I don't ever win anything. So she was very, very, very excited to win. And she got a little Thermomix, and Nat was very excited that mum, at the age of about 83, had just won a Thermomix, and she was excited to get it on a bench and play with it. Her favourite thing to make, and I would always order them because I knew that, like all mums, they like to do things for their kids even when they're old, was to make date loaves. So she'd make these date loaves, and the lady across the road from her would come over and go, well, Joni, I can't get it to work, so we'll just do it the old-fashioned way. And she's like, nope, we're doing it in the Thermomix. No, no, we'll just do it the old-fashioned way. And mum's going, nope, we're not, Joni. We're not doing it like that. We're doing it in the Thermomix. And she would ring me and go, now, Hels, I've stuffed it up. I don't know what I've done. And I go, well, walk me through it. So FaceTime me. So I FaceTime her. And she'd have the camera facing the top of the table. I said, mum, can you just pick up the phone and face it towards the Thermomix? Oh, yes, all right, sure, no worries. So she'd do that anyway. This particular day, the internet had just dropped out. So we just put the internet back on and off. She went and made the date loaves in the Thermomix. She's a good cook, mum, except when she made that bloody awful steak and kidney casserole. There's no pies in our house. Steak and kidney casserole with mash and peas and corn and broccoli and pumpkin. And she was always like a seven veggie person. I think that's they were cheap in the old days, and it filled our bellies. But she'd pick out, ask her to pick out the kidney, and it was, you'd get the odd piece. It was disgusting. Anyway, or she used to make for dessert if we ever had rice. So she'd do like a chicken Hawaiian, and you'd have it with rice. And sometimes there was rice left over, and you could have rice, sugar, and milk for dessert, which I still love. And when I serve stuff in the motel here, I put the rice separate to the butter chicken. And so I say to people, just use half the rice for the butter chicken, because you've got to get your sauces ratio right with your rice. And then use the other half and make rice, sugar, and milk. And we have a lot of mature age guests here at our motel, and they went, oh, God, I haven't had that for years. That's fantastic. Anyway, that's fun. So our mum was very, very proud of us, super talented. She could sew. She made all her own wedding dresses and bridesmaids' dresses, and could garden, very good at roses and cultivating roses and anything roses. Loved her game shows in the afternoon. She would, you know, jump in the car and go and watch us all play netball or basketball, or her and Dad would take us to all the swimming things in the old days when we lived in Holbrook. And she was just a really incredible, beautiful lady, and she's missed every single day. So to all the mums out there who have older mums, she was 85 and still using a Thermomix and living at home by herself, to all those mums out there who still have their old mums hanging out, just give them an extra cuddle. Well, to my mum, Joan Quick, I want to thank you for everything, and I will see you guys next episode. Take care.
The Bungalow Motel Gilgandra, pet-friendly, welcoming, and full of country charm. Enjoy great service plus your choice of a free drink, grazing board, or continental brekkie. Perfect for solo stays, or book the entire motel for family reunions or private functions. Was a proud sponsor of Thermagella Podcasts. Arrive as strangers, leave as friends. We'll be right back.